In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, DGS. A few minutes past 3 p.m. Wheeler should be back on Wednesday. Yeah, I just had brain fart. I thought that when I said that, I thought, well, wait a minute. Thursday is Thanksgiving. He'll be leaving again, but no, we still got another week, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
The House is back in session. They are voting on whether to release the Epstein files tomorrow. It will pass. And then it will go to the Senate. And if the Senate passes it, which they didn't last time, then it will go to the president. And he said today that he will sign it. And Rach, you were wondering why. I think it's the most obvious reason, because last week he was fighting tooth and nail and he was beating people up and calling them and bringing Boebert into the situation room XYZ. And now he's saying, oh, yeah, let's go ahead and pass it and get past this insane left radical distraction. It's because he was going to lose. It's mm-hmm. the simplest thing. Where the trouble you get into with Trump, in my humble opinion, is you overestimate him and think that it's 3D chess. No, he didn't want it to pass. He did everything he could to keep it from passing. They said that 100 House members, Republican House members, were going to defect and vote against Trump. And so he says, yeah, let's do it. So now he doesn't have to face an embarrassing defeat, even though we all know that that's what it is. And then there's some more news out today. The news is always disturbing. And this guy who is the deputy chief of the Department of Justice, his last name is Schnitt, and he's in some deep, said that when they release these files, they will redact every Republican name in them, and that Ghislaine Maxwell was moved to a different prison and given special treatment to keep her mouth shut. And this guy is speaking, thinking he's talking to someone he can trust, and the person is surreptitiously recording him, which was okay for some reason, because we got it. It's out there in the national news. So here's what that sounded like.
But those files do exist.
Yeah, thousands and thousands of pages of files. They'll redact every Republican or conservative person in those files. Leave all the liberal, democratic people in those files.
And they visited that Maxwell person?
Yeah.
And also involved?
She got transferred to a minimum security prison too recently, which is against BOP policy because she's a convicted sex offender. They're offering her something to keep her on show.
Also being reported, and you can see this in any mainstream news outlet you go to, that the people in charge of the FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act, have already redacted Trump's name. It's already been done. So
I just don't, I'd it's so sad that we're so twisted up in this to where it's like, oh, don't worry, they're gonna protect all the Republicans. Why do you want to protect people who are abusing children?
It's a tough putt.
I don't understand. I don't understand how it's gotten so bad that now we have people being like, well, you know, there were 15. They weren't like 8. You know, that's not so bad. That's not really pedophilia, is it? And then it's everyone's rushing to try to cover for their side. I guess I naively thought that if there was one thing we could all still agree on, it was that the sexual abuse of children is wrong, and we should be doing everything we can to hold those who are sexually abusing children accountable. There is no one in my life who I'm interested in covering for if they have sexually abused a child. Mm-hmm. So to want to cover for politicians who don't know you and don't care about you, like, how morally bankrupt have we become? How far have we lost our way that we actually have to have discussions like this? It's horrifying.
What do you think about, I might even go farther than you, Rach, what do you think about, because we've heard this ad nauseum over the past few years, that, well, there could be names in that file where people get caught up in something and it's really not fair. I'm thinking if you're in the Epstein files, then
you should have to answer for why you were hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein.
You should have to answer for it.
He is the most prolific pedophile of modern times. If you had a relationship with this person in any way, I think it's fair to ask you to answer for that relationship.
Yeah, if you have some crazy story that ends up with you being on the Epstein Island or whatever, fine, tell us the crazy story. And the public will judge whether or not they think that you're full of it or not. But no one has the right to be protected from an investigation like this.
Because the argument essentially is we can't take down the people who are actually doing something bad because a couple of other people who maybe weren't doing anything wrong might look bad. Right? That seems to be the argument, is it would cause too much drama. Look, if we sought justice for these girls who were being raped, it might cause some drama for some of the people who are just using the jet and using the island, and we don't want them to have to be inconvenienced. That might be a bummer for them. So we'll just continue to sweep all of this under the rug, and you guys get no answers. It's shameful.
You know the thing that made me most mad today about politics? Cash Patel has a girlfriend. Good for Cash. Maybe yes. It's his first. She's given FBI security detail all the time that we're paying for. It's not his wife. It's his girlfriend. She's some sort of a country singer or something. And it was reported today that she gets full FBI protection.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think that was a thing. I didn't know he could just do that.
Yeah, I didn't either. I know was using a jet to, like, visit her, and we're paying for that. Did you see that story last week?
Yeah, I did.
Alexis Wilkins. She received hundreds of death threats.
Which, you know, I'm sorry to hear that no one should be receiving hundreds of death threats. But to just make the leap of like, okay, well, now the taxpayers will protect you. Like, okay.
Yeah, no.
Does everyone who gets death threats get FBI protection? Is that the way it works?
I think no.
Radio personalities, if you're getting a death threat, does the FBI, do we pay for protection from the FBI? Is that how that all plays out?
And then if you do they cover your boyfriend?
Right.
It's crazy. Just crazy. Here's something that'll make you depressed if you're in our line of work. I didn't know this. I've said to people, apropos of AI, oh, you know that eventually they'll be out there doing radio shows.
Yeah.
There are 175,000 AI podcasts right now. 175,000, and people are listening to them.
On accident. So I have done a little digging into this sort of thing myself because I find it very interesting. I think people, so a lot of them, you know, when you'd go to the Redbox and you'd see Atlantic Rim, and it was clearly just, you know, they're trying to like trick grandmas into renting the wrong thing for their grandkids or whatever. there's a large amount of that going on, right? So, like, for example, there is a podcast that tries to look very hard like New Heights, the Kelce Brothers podcast. Yeah. And it's called, like, The Football Bros, Travis and Jason. And when you actually listen to it, it's like an AI voice that's just, like, reading, like, random news stories about the brothers. And so I think a lot of the listens that these podcasts are getting are accidental. Somebody searches Kelce Brothers podcast and they get the AI junk one and they click on it because they don't know how to find podcasts or they don't know what it's called or what they're looking for. And that's what they get instead, right?
Right, but they continue. I'm assuming they're continuing to listen to it. Like, that's super depressing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that I don't know. I mean, I can't account for, like, the numbers specifically that these various pods are getting.
Do you have that sound of Trump with the MRI? Yeah. Mm-hmm. This one just makes me laugh, okay? This isn't like let's crap on Trump segment. It's just that I've never, put aside the fact he's president for the second time, I've never encountered in my life a more insecure person, ever. Listen to what he said about his MRI.
I had an MRI. Here's what the story is. I had an MRI. The doctor said it was the best result he has ever seen as a doctor. That's it. But I had an MRI as part of my standard yearly, or every, I think they do it every 2 years, but I have the physical every year.
So, how dumb are you, first of all, when you don't know why you had your MRI?
I think he probably knows why. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
it's crazy.
And it's frustrating. I was talking to Amy a little bit about this in our office, that it's like, the reason that it gets so frustrating and it wears you down so much is that everything, you cannot excel at an MRI. You either are clear, all good, nothing to worry about, or they're like, yeah, we found a thing. I don't know. We got to investigate this further. You can't excel at it. But with him, it's always got to be, it was the best they'd ever seen. No one has ever had an MRI as perfect and wonderful as mine. And it's just that manner of speaking, it just grinds you down.
If this was a guy you worked with who is half a bubble off and his name was Glenn, and Glenn just loved to brag about everything, and they say it's the best ankle x-ray they've ever...
Yeah.
You'd just be like, take it easy on Glenn.
We would be in the studio every day making fun of Glenn. Yes. Like, did you what he said today about how he said he had the best MRI they'd ever seen? What does that even mean, dude? It grinds you down, it wears you down, and sometimes it just feels like that's all part of the plan.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the story from the Washington Post about Epstein texting this Democratic member of Congress during Michael Cohen's hearings in Congress?
No.
Of course it's behind a paywall and now it won't load. But I saw that this weekend. This is a representative from the Virgin Islands, so she's not actually a voting member of Congress, but she can sit on, you know, certain boards and things. And when Michael Cohen was testifying, it appears that Jeffrey Epstein was leading her to ask certain questions during the hearing. So the documents we have of the texts are redacted, but they were able to match up. You know, you can't see the name of the congresswoman, but they were able to match up after the fact just based on what they were texting back and forth. Like, oh, he was clearly talking to her. So this stuff runs real deep. It's not a surprise to me really that concerning. A lot of people don't want this stuff to come out.
And here's what I don't know where we're going. Are we really just concerned with whether President Trump was messing around with underage girls?
It's
because if that's what we're going after, that's knowable. We'll find evidence for or against or nothing. But is that really the only thing we're going for?
I mean, right. To me, it's not about Donald Trump. It's about What do we know? Who is currently in government who participated in this? Who is currently in public life who participated in this? The American people deserve to know this, especially when our president campaigned on the fact that he was going to share this information with the American public. Wait, then it's a Democrat hoax for whatever reason. I guess the victims who claim they were sexually abused, they are a part of a Democrat hoax. But now it's okay to give in to the Democrat hoax. Everything is going to be okay. There's been so much like covering up and lying and just BS. It's made it 1,000 times worse. I am 1,000 times more suspicious than I was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like to me, it's not about Trump. It's about, okay, at this point, I need to know what's going on because you people are really weirding me out. And it clearly does go so deep. This congresswoman that I was referring to, her name is Representative Stacey Plaskett. And this was during a 2019 congressional hearing. Was obviously embedded with Epstein, colluding with him, asking specific questions that he wanted her to ask. We, as the American public, deserve to know why he had his fingers in all of these pies going around.
Say one more thing about the political climate. Maybe this applies to the right and the left. I'm not sure. Yeah, it probably does. But I think this is really an artifact of the current right. Disagree if you will. Rach, you watch Westworld, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember in Westworld when the robots, cyborgs, would find a picture from the outside world?
It doesn't look like anything to me.
Doesn't look like anything to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it feels like right now with the right. Like, what does it take on that Polaroid for you to see something?
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, what Polaroid am I not seeing? I feel like I see everything. I have my opinions. I have my takes. I have my values, my beliefs. But I feel like I see everything. I don't feel like I look at the left and go, hunky-dory here.
Yeah, I don't want to, I hope this, I don't want this to come across as like deeply insulting to anybody. So I hope that it doesn't. However, I think you tend to see things, Dave, you look at it as if everyone is coming at things in good faith.
Yeah.
This is not a flaw. This is a very good thing about you. You don't want to think that someone is starting off something in bad faith, right? But I think that's where it can lead to you feeling disconnected because they are not approaching this from a similar angle. They are not approaching you in good faith when you approach them likewise, right? They are starting off in bad faith. They are starting off in, I'm going to say whatever needs to be said or argue whatever needs to be argued to prove that, you know, I'm right and I'm not supporting the wrong side and I'm doing everything the right way, even if that's, you know, looking at, you know, seeing something that walks like a duck and quacks like a duck and hangs out with pedophiles like a duck and going, that doesn't look like anything to me.
I guess the bottom line is I don't believe in anything that much. For me, it's about having an opinion, having a stance, and as you take in new information, you modify it. Sometimes I might become even more so on my belief about this. Or if something puts a dent in it, I say, I should really think about this. I think I might be wrong about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way I've always thought about things. That seems to be the most reasonable way. But so many of my friends just don't have that.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back, DJ S on KMOX. Can I say one more thing about politics before we go to Dave? Have you guys been following this? All of these cases that the DOJ have brought against all the people that Trump doesn't like, mark the tape, mark my words. If I'm wrong, I will admit I'm wrong. I have broad intellectual shoulders. Not one of these people are going to be found guilty. The judge today reamed the DOJ about James Comey. Said that it made there's a disturbing pattern of profound investigative missteps. He berated the DOJ, said that he thinks that the case may very well be thrown out. And what's happening is, of course, the president is trying to get back at people, and they're going after these mortgage things and all this. And the DOJ are the people who said we're not going to file it because there's no there's no case. They fire them. They hire other people who've literally never filed a case before, and then they filed this bullcrap case, and the judges that they have been doing consistently say this is bullcrap, and this we're just going to see more and more of this. I'm just so frustrated by it. It's not a game. It's our country. It's my children's future. And we're playing with all of this revenge, and I'm going to get this guy and Epstein files. When are we going to run the friggin' country? Hi, Dave.
I couldn't agree more with when are we going to run this country? Both sides, all sides.
Crazy.
Inside out. I don't know.
Just crazy. Just
frustrated.
Yeah.
Just frustrated.
So real quick. So Comey is obviously a lawyer. Dave, in your opinion or in your experience, when a lawyer is facing a lawsuit like this, I mean, do you feel like he has some sort of advantage that the average person doesn't? Yeah. Or would that like maybe get in his way almost? Like,
no, I think it's an advantage because he's not only a lawyer, he's a former prosecutor and prosecuted cases like this. And he understands what is a case and what is not a case. And I don't know James Comey. I've never even interviewed him, much less friends with him. But when I saw the video where he said, let's have a trial, I know that look. He wants to have a trial. He knows that this is all made up. And you're going to see these fall one after another. Maybe they're going to dismiss them. Also, Trump is suing the BBC for $5 billion. And the BBC today said, you can pound sand. They apologized because they had edited something that may have changed the way that you took this or that. But they're like, there's no way in the world we defamed President Trump. Come and get your $5 bill. He's going to lose that too.
Well, I hate to keep piling on here because I know we want to move on to maybe happier topics. But did you see this weekend the president was truthing or tweeting whatever about how he wants Seth Meyers fired? Because I guess Seth Meyers late night on NBC makes fun of the president too much. And, you know, he says he has no talent and NBC should fire him immediately. Then less than an hour later, Brendan Carr, who is the chairperson of the FCC, reposted this statement from the president.
Yeah.
Basically saying like, yeah, FCC and like,
I'm
we should fire this.
This
guy. What is it that he did that was wrong?
Make fun of Trump?
Like, guys, I'm dead serious. If this same thing was happening with Joe Biden or Barack Obama or any Democratic president, I would be disturbed by this and calling it out. Why can't you look at the situation and go, yeah, I really don't want the president. First of all, even focusing on what a late night talk show host, and I'm sorry, no disrespect to Seth Meyers, but I don't know anybody who watches that show. Like, why is this even on your radar? And you have such an axe to grind. You're tweeting about the fact that you want him to be fired. And then your friends who work at the FCC are cool with it. Am I the only one who is incredibly disturbed by that?
No.
We have to put our foot down about this sort of thing, or we're going to be living in a country we do not recognize and don't want to be in.
Amen.
But it's like, if you point that out, you have Trump derangement syndrome. And it's just, it's so depressing that we're at that point.
I think
you can't even point out what's happening.
I think derangement would be the opposite. I think it's when you don't see something that's there.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Dave, another interesting week this week?
Yes, and something very special this week. Before KMOX Day on Thursday, we have on Wednesday the winter forecast, December, January, February, a look at a white Christmas or not.
Can you believe it?
I know, that's crazy. It really, truly does feel like we just did fall.
I know it.
Really does.
I got to the first of the month and I went, oh, I got to start putting that down on paper. It's always, stuff is always in my head. So it's like, wow. And it's done.
All right.
Right here.
Nice.
Awesome. Here.
Wait, freeze frame. Freeze frame, everybody. You can see that.
I'm excited.
How are we looking for the week?
The week is, the Pacific Ocean is very active. It's sending off a bunch of stuff off the ocean, across the Rockies, into the middle of the country. First little impulse is coming through tonight with periods of rain and some rumbles of thunder here and there. Most of this is going to be fairly late evening and overnight. Windy, 48 degrees. Tomorrow, most of it's gone. There might be a spot shower, but pretty tough to find. Partly sunny, but we warm up again on Tuesday ahead of the next system. 70 degrees, so mainly in the 60s in the afternoon. A lot of clouds around Tuesday night and Wednesday. Next system starts to come in late Wednesday night. This one is going to be a really strong system. It's got a lot of moisture, pulling up some stuff from the Gulf of Mexico. So periods of rain and some thunderstorms Thursday, kind of developing as we go through the day. 66 and wet with rain and thunderstorms Thursday night and Friday. A potential for a real nice soaking rain come Thursday night and into at least a portion of Friday. And there could be some heavy rain associated with that. Right now, the weekend's looking great.
Okay. Awesome. Bryce, I know you want to save headlines.
Mm-hmm.
What did I want to talk about here? I was just looking at it. You'll like this, Rach. Delta Airlines has said that they are going to reinvent flying. So they're going to pattern it after Asian airlines, and it's going to be a fully immersive. It's going to be more like streaming than flying. Fully immersive entertainment the entire flight. It's been a while since I even watched a movie on a flight, but this evidently is going to be like, okay, we're building these planes and these seats so that you can be immersed and not even look out the window.
Interesting. I wonder how they aim to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe like your seats would be like a gamer chair, right?
Well, that'd be
and
something.
And then they put little speakers back here, right, so you can watch your movie. Well, I guess you can't watch a movie without headphones on a plane, but... Never mind, I'm stupid. My ideas are bad.
They're gonna have comedians walk up and down the aisle.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
It'll be like when I used to go to Emo's when I was a kid and they had a close-up magic guy walking around on Friday nights.
What do you think of this, too? This is apropos of absolutely nothing, but I bought quite a few things this season on TikTok for my family for Christmas, just little kind of white elephant gifts. But I keep getting this ad for these little light-up Christmas trees. They're solar, and they're about a foot tall. And every ad so far, it's not like sometimes they're around your picnic table, sometimes they're on your sidewalk. Every single time, they're being placed next to a grave.
What?
Yes, next to a tombstone.
And this is on TikTok.
Yes. And so, you know, my mom just passed away.
Yeah.
And
oh, I get it.
My first thing was I was like, oh, that's kind of festive. Then I'm like, that's kind of horrifying. Like in the middle of the night, you're a kid, and you look out your bedroom window, and you see... a tombstone all lit up?
Yeah. But I get it. Now that I'm thinking about it, like, it's a little Christmas tree you can put out, you know, so your loved
solar
ones can
powered.
Have a...
You could put it anywhere.
Loved ones could have a little Christmas tree.
I'm actually looking through my TikTok anymore. Now to see if it pops up.
Well, now that I understand that it's made for the grave, it's a little less weird.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about some sort of just like AI glitch where it's like, and you know where we always put the Christmas trees?
No,
right,
this seems to be
cemetery.
What it's for. I just didn't know that. I never knew that decorating a grave with lights was a thing.
That's a thing.
It's more of a thing now,
really?
I think. Well, now that we have the ability to make little tiny solar panels on your little light up Christmas trees or whatever. Where do you guys come down on that? Are you grave decorators or?
I think it's really nice to clean it up and bring some flowers. And
flowers,
what have you.
Yeah. However, most cemeteries, unless I'm wrong, kind of clean everything up once a week. Mm. So if you put this little tree out there, it's
you'd be surprised.
Disappear.
I have seen the cemetery that I go to most often. I don't want to name and shame about this, but I've seen you'll see a lot of like headstones with like old grass clippings that have been like kicked up from the mower onto them. And so usually, you know, I always bring the brush and everything and the spray and all that to clean up.
Same.
A lot of times I'll just kind of, while I'm driving around, if I see one that's really bad, you just hop out.
Remember
and give
that story
over.
Last year? I think
it's
it was from the east side where the guy who was running the cemetery ordered that all the stuff be cleaned up. But they took stuff they weren't supposed to take. So, and I don't know exactly what they took and they shouldn't have, but like mementos and things that people left behind.
Oh,
and they cleared it all out. And the guy was under a lot of fire for that. Mm. And you know what? This is so stupid. I'm bringing this up now, but I remember at the time I was going to bring it up because I was so impressed with the guy. He was just a guy, right? The guy that runs cemeteries. And he just said, this was wrong. I made a misjudgment. I advised my people incorrectly, and people were hurt, and I apologize. And I was like, way to go.
Yeah.
No. That's all we trying need. To make an excuse
That's
or
all
make
we
it
need.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent accountability.
Thank you, Dave.
You got it.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. You guys are in with us, right? We're all boys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The last 3 weeks have been so terrible in this studio. And, you know, cry me a river, Dave. You have to talk for 4 hours a day. The average temperature has been about 82 degrees in here. And the doors open, which you don't leave doors open in the studio. Fans are blowing on us. You don't have fans in the studio. Rach has a stomach ache. I've got a headache. I'm tired every night when I leave because I've been doing this for 4 hours in 82-degree heat.
It is so weird to get in the car, and you're, like, hoping that it's nice and chilly outside. It's like I've been I spent the last 4 hours in a room that's 80-plus degrees.
Well, then right outside in the newsroom, literally 50 steps away, we have these NFL-level air conditioners blowing super cold air. And so on breaks, I'll go out there and like let it blow up my shirt. But then when you come back in, it's just like you're hit again.
Yeah.
So it just kind of makes it worse.
Yeah. It almost, you know, you're totally right. Cause I've been doing that too. And then I was like, it actually makes the return trip feel less pleasant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It does. I was thinking about 99.9% of humans who've ever lived, about 100 billion human souls, never had their picture taken, their portrait painted. Like, we just have no record of them whatsoever.
Yeah, and then compare that with how image-obsessed we are now.
Ridiculous.
Or, like, I don't know, have you ever been around, like, a toddler who, like, you get the phone out, and the toddler knows how to use the phone. Like, they know to pose for the picture.
Animals know now.
It's crazy to see how quickly it has changed. Because even, 15 years ago, who was taking a selfie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that many people.
I guess I should be embarrassed by this. I think I have something like 14,000 images on my phone. And I would say half of them are me screenshotting things.
You're going to say me screaming.
No.
Me absolutely losing it.
But I don't know if you guys are like this. I will screenshot something over and over again as it gets farther back in my thing.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, that's a picture of me and Fee when we're both 16. Screenshot. And so I've got probably 20 of those.
Yeah, I try to go in and clean up like every couple of weeks my screenshots and just the stupid pictures that I don't ever need to look at this again. Right. But what if you could recover all of this? See every picture you've ever taken.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.